Yoga means union. Union of the disunited. Disunited, who is disunited? And from what disunited? Someone has become disunited from someone. And when the disunited becomes united with whom, from whom it has disunited, then it is called yoga, union again. The reflection on a glass of water. The reflection on the glass of water is just nothing but the same sun that is found all around everywhere. The same sun everywhere, when found as a reflection somewhere, then that reflection has become disunited from the whole. Now, in reality, it is not disunited. It is just the same sun everywhere. Even as the reflection, it is the same rays of the sun that is found everywhere. But when the reflection begins to accept the qualities of the medium, then it is found separate. If the water is muddy, then the reflection thinks I am dim. If the water is clear, then the reflection is brighter. These different qualities of the reflection, being dim or bright or sharp or dull, these are the things which separate it from the omnipresent sun. So even when the reflection is nothing but the same sun that is everywhere, even then it begins to separate itself from everything else and gets an identity of its own, and this is separation. As if some part of the whole has separated itself from, not separated, has begun to feel that it is separated from the whole. And when the water breaks or the glass breaks, the medium is absent, then the same reflection becomes the same omnipresent sun. And this is called union, yoga. Yoga means that understanding which made the reflection separate, that understanding dissolves, goes into nothingness, and the understanding that I am just the same universal and the process of, I'll divide it into two, three, and the process of losing the individuality and gaining the status of the omnipresent is the process of yoga, is the practice of yoga. The process of getting established to the status of the universal omnipresent from the status of the individual bounded is the process of yoga, is the practice of yoga. Now, how many are the fields which separate the soul from the omnipresent being? How many are the fields of separation? The body is separated from all the surroundings, from the universe. The body is the cause. Body is one thing which separates. Outside the body, the experiences of different things create all separations from the one universal being. This is separate, this is separate, this is separate, this is separate. All separateness is caused by the experience of the outside. In order that the outside experience is not able to overthrow the status of the unity, in order that the outside experience should not be able to overthrow the status of the omnipresent unity of life, it is necessary to harmonize the sense of experience, harmonize the experiencing of the outside. And to establish this harmony in the outside, in the field of experience, to establish the harmony in the field of the experience, yama and niyama. No. That is, the first two steps of yoga are meant to establish the harmony in the field of experience and behavior. How to deal with us, how to see things. Satya, ahimsa, aste, brahmacharya, aparigrahasmi. Do not covet others' wealth. Do not speak lies. Do not kill others. Have the truth in the thought, speech, and behavior. These are the principles to establish harmony in the outside the body. Then, the body is one thing, body and the limbs, which bring a separation from the universal existence. Different limbs of the body, to bring the harmony between all the different phases of the structure, physical structure, are meant asanas, yoga postures, asanas, just to establish harmony between different limbs of the body, so that they remain in good coordination with each other. The work should be unified, and to bring about the harmony between different aspects of the breath principles are meant different practices of pranayama. To bring the harmony between different senses is meant the practice of pratyahara. These are the steps of yoga. Ashtanga yoga, as Patanjali has defined them, Maharshi Patanjali. These are the different aspects of yoga practice. Before proceeding, first four chapters of yoga, or the first four practices of yoga, are called Bahiranga aspects of yoga, that is, outside aspect of yoga, that is meant to create, to build up the harmony. So yama is more of the outside completely. Niyama is how to clean the body. The mistake these days in the field of yoga teaching is that the yoga lehras think that this is the first and this is the second and this is the third and this is the fourth, and then step by step go to that. They are not the first, second, third, fourth steps of practices, no. They are the practice in different phases of human life. As regards the outside side phase, yama and niyama. Regarding the phase of the body, asana and pranayama. In the field of senses, pratyahara. Now, pratyahara brings coordination between the senses and the body. How the senses should behave with the objects of senses.
How?
So that the joy coming from the objects of senses does not remain a thing of bondage. It helps liberation, and it is an act in liberation. This is pratyahara. Dharana is that practice of the mind that brings coordination between the mind and the senses. And dhyana is the practice of bringing coordination between the mind and the soul, transcendent. That is, good relationship of the mind with the soul is called dhyana, is the practice. And dhyana ends into bringing the mind to the field of the soul, uniting the mind with the soul, making the mind the soul, samadhi.
Samadhi.
Now, Samadhi is the state of being, transcendental state of being. Dhyana is that which with that march of the mind between the soul and the field of outer experience. Dharana means good coordination, sensible coordination of the mind and the senses. Pratyahara is good coordination of the senses with the body. Pranayama is good coordination of prana with the body. Yama is how to behave with the body, different limbs. Yama, asana, asana. And yama and niyama and yama, how to behave outside, bringing coordination in the whole of nature outside the body. So outside and body and senses and mind and soul, they are the different planes of the life. One life has so many different facets. And each of these phases is a phase of separation from the universal being. Now, the purpose of yoga is to bring that status of universal being in all these different phases which go to differentiate. Now see the fine difference. If we, in case of the glass and reflection, if the glass breaks and the water spreads, then the medium is not found. But the greatness of yoga is that it does not allow the glass to break and water to spread. It lets remain the reflection as it is and establishes to the reflection that it does not belong to the quality of water. It is not muddy and it is not bright and it is not dull and it is not sharp. But it is universal being, everywhere, sun shining everywhere. It is that sun which is shining everywhere. And these qualities of brightness and dullness, they belong to the water and belong to the reflection. Yoga is that technique of living whereby the universal existence comes to be lived in the individual different phases of life. But it has a different identity that we have to agree. That means the form of water is no hindrance to establish the universal existence. That way yoga does not think that the body is a hindrance and the experiences are hindrance and the mind is a hindrance and anything could be a hindrance to that universal existence. Nothing is hindrance. We have to begin to get to that universal status, and that happens through meditation. Now, all these yama and niyama and asana and pranayama, all these outer things, the behavior in the outside world, the disharmonies are created. And what is the direct cause of all this disharmony and disunity and in the outside? The inner discontentment of the mind. Mind is discontented inside. It begins to doubt everything outside, and doubting everything, it begins to create a muddle in the field of good behavior and others. Therefore, in order to achieve the living of yama and niyama, it is only necessary to bring contentment to the mind. Now I'm counting you the difference in the understanding of the present yoga leras and my way of thinking. They think that unless the man does niyama, yama and niyama and asana and pranayama and pratyahara and dharana and dhyana, he cannot get to samadhi. I hold, unless a man gets to samadhi, all these yama and niyama and all these cannot be gained in a proper way.